Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good morning or afternoon, depending upon where you are. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings to each and every one of you. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall extending a hearty welcome to you, our dear listeners who are on your phone, on Facebook, or at ufccm.org. We give honor to our ecumenical patriarch, His Grace Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr., to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, our national officials, clergy, affiliates, and UFCCM laity and friends and supporters. Blessings to you all, and we pray earnestly that you all are well and in good health. As we are approaching the beginning of our seventh year next month, of this broadcast, we are yet excited, exuberant, and enthusiastic about all that God has done, all that He is doing right now, and all that He will do in and through the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. Let us put first things first now. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our opening prayer today will be led by Minister Terry White of the First Church of Faith, Power, and Deliverance, Headquarters Jurisdiction. Bless you, Minister White.
Bless you all. Wise, gracious, and eternal Father, we come again to give you honor and glory to say thank you for allowing us to see today. God, I ask that you open our minds that we may hear the word, that you open our eyes that we may see the words come to life. God, I ask that you bless everyone that come on this line, Father God. And whatever we stand in need of, Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do. God, we ask that you bless the speaker of the hour, Father God, that as they pour out to us, that you continually pour back into them. God, I thank you for forgiveness of our sins, Father God. I thank you for washing us in the blood. I thank you for keeping us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you for that blood, Father God. We thank you for that blood covenant. Father God, we ask that you show up through this phone line, Father God. Reach our hearts, reach our mind, reach our spirit, Father God. Transform our lives, Father God. And as we hear the word, Father God, allow us to go out and plant the seed and be doers of this word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we say amen.
Amen. And it is so. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our scripture for today, the scripture that I have been led to for this morning, is Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. In this passage, these are the words of Jeremiah, which he sent in a letter from Jerusalem to the residue of God's people who had been taken into captivity into Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar. And in this letter, Jeremiah is encouraging the people, letting them know that God is with them, has not forgotten them, and will hearken unto them or hear them. Hearken means to hear them when they pray, when they call on him and seek him and search for him with all their hearts. This is a word for us today. It is encouragement for us as God's people in the UFCCM as we diligently pray and seek and search for him with all our hearts. In these monthly broadcasts, we seek the Lord with all our hearts. We tune in to hear the word, to understand the word through the teachings and the lessons that are brought before us, all of which are intended to grow us spiritually and to mature us as we apply God's word and as we apply his commands in our daily walk. And so we partakers of the UFCC and Ministry of Lady Training come to you faithfully each month and are continually seeking God's face through messages focused on his word, messages of hope, encouragement, and inspiration to build us up and to empower us spiritually. We're so happy to have as our speaker today Pastor Sherry Atkinson, Sherry Rice Atkinson of Little Elm, Texas. Pastor Atkinson is the pastor of Lighthouse Evangelistic Christian Center in Little Elm. She is an affiliate of the UFCCM and a member of the UFCCM Southwest Jurisdiction. Her jurisdictional bishop is His Grace Bishop Don G. Banks. Let me tell you a little bit about Pastor Atkinson. She received Jesus as her personal Savior when she was only 12 years old at a Holy Ghost revival, and since that time has dedicated her life to serving God and winning souls for the kingdom. While living in New York, Pastor Atkinson ministered as a gospel singer and became a member of the Everlasting Pentecostal Holiness Church and received her missionary and evangelism licenses in 1998 and a license to preach the gospel in 1999. And she was ordained to ministry and in 2005, and in 2006, she was installed as pastor and elder to ministry. She is a learned woman of God, having received a master's degree in biblical studies, theology, and religious vocations from the Sure Foundation Theological Institute. She also served in the U.S. Air Force for 8 years as an operating room technologist. Pastor Atkinson has as her stated goal to pursue her God-given destiny and to help change lives one person at a time through the love of Jesus Christ. What a lofty and worthy goal. We're so honored and delighted to have her as our speaker teacher today. And Pastor Atkinson will be coming to us speaking on the topic, Stand Strong and Don't Fall. And we know this is in keeping with our UFCCM annual theme for the year 2022, which admonishes us to stand fast. So at this time, we are going to turn the proceedings over to Pastor Atkinson. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, IEP, the Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College of Bishops, UFCCM, national officials, and affiliates. I praise God just for the opportunity to speak to you on this morning. I am so grateful for all that God has done in my life and in the lives of you. Father God, I just humbly come before you this morning, thanking you, praising you, honoring you for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. This has been some sort of week. My testimony is what I'm about to preach for this week. So I just praise you, God. I thank you that you will touch every heart, every ear. Let them receive, thus saith the Lord. Father God, help me to decrease that you may increase, Father God. Let all glory and honor go to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. We just need a word from the Lord, and all week, I'm like, Lord, okay, what is it that you want me to say? And it's interesting, during the time of me preparing, I was under extreme attack. That's why I know this is something that is needed for this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stand strong and don't fall, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Interesting enough, my topic is actually my conclusion. God had me to do it backwards. So I praise God anyway. In keeping with our theme, 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Amen. One thing about God, when we listen to him, he keeps us focused on the things that are very important to him. It's never about us. It's about what we do for Christ. Because remember, only what we do for Christ is going to last. So every day of our life should really be focused in on doing for God and not ourselves. We were not born to please man, but simply to please God. And that's what we really must understand. So let's talk about Apostle Paul for a few moments. Amen. Trying to maneuver this button over here at the same time. Give me 1 second. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Apostle Paul was reminding the saints at Corinth in a loving manner based on a few concerns for them, that they might be both sound in principle and spiritual health. And I'm here today just simply to remind you of some things that you already know. There come times in our lives we simply just need to be reminded, just as Apostle Paul is doing in this. There were some people in Paul's day who did not believe there was a resurrection. Paul taught them about the resurrection. He reminded them they were born into this world in a physical body, but that by faith in Christ, they would receive a new, perfect, and holy body after their work on earth is done, unto the glory of God our Father. He explained that there was an order and structure to resurrection. Christ was the first fruit of those who are asleep, the first to rise from the dead, and following that, the Old and New Testament saints will be raised in God's appointed time in his established order. He wanted his readers to understand that as members of Adam's fallen race, we are all a part of old creation and condemned to die. But through faith in Christ, we become members of a new creation whereby we are all made alive and resurrected from the dead like Jesus. Amen. Christ's resurrection from the dead is undeniably a fact. which should make our hearts happy. We should be rejoicing right now. And Paul concludes with the following instructions. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best, and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion in the Lord, is not futile. It is never without purpose. So that's something we need to remember. When we're doing something for God, we need to be focused. We need to use all our energy, everything that God has given us, to get the job done. And some may say that it's a waste of time, that it has no purpose to do that for the Lord. Even Christian folks, some will tell you, you know what, it don't take all that to serve God. But I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. It takes more than that to serve the Lord. Because we were created by God and for God and not ourselves. And that's what we truly must remember. Stand strong in the Lord and don't fall. After you have gone through everything in this life, stand strong and don't fall. Let me simplify. Be steadfast. That means to be firmly fixed. Be faithful. Be true. Be settled. Confide in the truth of this doctrine of the resurrection and everything that pertains to it. Let nothing separate you from what God has called you to do. Paul wants them to be faithful to the Lord. I want you to think about this, how faithful God is. Compare your life simply to a chair. Like right now, I'm sitting in a chair by faith. This is the same type of faith that you need to have. When I sit down in a chair that's comprised of four legs, a back, a bottom, and some chairs have arms, I am confident that this chair can hold me, that I will not fall, that it will not collapse. And that's how you ought to be. When you stand in Christ, you need to know that Christ is your chair. He is your solid rock. He is your foundation. And when you stand or sit with Christ, you become stronger. You become more equipped. Because by faith, you know that you're being held by the Almighty. So begin to see Christ as your chair. When you get weary, when you get tired, when you get worn out, just sit down and relax, knowing that God got you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the chair. Thank you for your arm. Thank you for your amazing grace. Just thank you, Father, for all things. I'm fixed right here in this chair knowing that God has me. I'm faithful. I'm very confident that I can sit. Know that most chairs are designed and constructed. They are made to the specificity of the manufacturer. Know that God designed you. He created you. You were created by the potter's hand. So remember, your life was built to withstand storms, trials, and tribulations. When you fall from the chair, your legs, which is the Holy Spirit, will lift you up, and it will begin to stabilize you. So remember, don't let anything separate you, because you are planted, you are strong, you are stabilized by the Holy Spirit in Jesus. Amen. Also, be unmovable. Unmovable means, well, I'll do it like this. Paul was concerned about the Corinthians' tendencies to compare their behavior and beliefs for the sake of the culture. Culture can be a dangerous thing when you compare culture to the things of God. In most cases, the culture that you were brought up in does not match the culture of Christ. So So turn with me to 1 Corinthians 10, 13 through 14. Everyone already knows this, but I'm here just to remind you, to re-encourage you. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual beyond human restraint. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. Verse 14, therefore, my beloved, run, keep far away any sort of idolatry, and that includes loving anything more than God or participating in anything that leads to sin and enslaves your soul. Because if y'all remember at the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Israelites, well, I should say God was with the Israelites in a cloud. He provided manna. He opened the Red Sea. He took them through. And then they began to worship idols. And God brought judgment. He killed thousands of them because of their behavior, because of their disobedience. So Paul wants you, and I'm encouraging you, to be unmovable. Do not be drawn to things that will pull you away from Christ. Let nothing shake your faith. Move away from anything that will take you away from the hope that's in the gospel. There will be false idols, false teachers, doctrines that will try to drag you away. But stand strong and don't fall. Don't allow sin, strongholds, idol worship, or soul ties, sexual sin, to change your belief in God, in Jesus. Be unmovable with an attitude of faith. For God I live, for God I die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, Paul reminds Corinthians. Give me a second, Paul. Paul reminds Corinthians how God gives believers ways in which to serve him by serving each other in the church. Spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Turn with me to that really quick. Believe it or not, I'm just about finished. I have to pull it up on my iPad. Now listen closely. Now there are distinctive varieties of spiritual gifts, special abilities given by grace, and extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit operating in believers, but it is the same Spirit who grants them and empowers believers. And there are distinctive varieties of ministries and services, but it's the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive ways of working to accomplish these things, but it's the same God who produces all things in all believers, inspiring, energizing, and empowering them. But to each one is giving the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Holy Spirit the power to speak the message of wisdom, to another the power to express the word of knowledge and understanding, to another working faith is given by the same Holy Spirit, and to another the extraordinary gift of healing by one Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, foretelling the future, speaking a new message from God to the people, and to another, discerning of spirits, the ability to distinguish sound, godly doctrine from deceptive doctrine of man-made religions and cults to another one, various kinds of unknown tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. All these things, the gifts, the accomplishments, the ability, the empowerment, are brought about by one of the same Holy Spirit, distributing to each one individually. Amen. But with all that going on in the church, there was jealousy, envy, hatred of each other's gifts. That should not take place in church. God created all of us to be unique, and he has given all of us different gifts, abilities, and talents. Our job as a Christian is to work together in church to make sure all of these gifts are operating. You should never be jealous of Sister So-and-so. Oh, I'm so tired of her. All she do is prophesy, huh? I can do it better. Why are you comparing yourself to her? Someone gets up to bring forth even an announcement. Oh, please. I heard that before I even got to church. I don't need to listen to that. Why are you such a hater? Use your gift. Whatever your gift is in the church, use it for the glory and honor of God. And don't worry about what else is going on in the church. You be who God has called you to begin to be. Begin with Jesus. Continue with Jesus, regardless of what you are faced with during the course. And end with Jesus, knowing your reward is in heaven. Put forth all of your strength, your skill, your ability to Christ. Follow the Holy Spirit's direction. Your work is never done in vain, as is done unto the Lord and not man. It is work that is done for eternity. Man will tell you, you know what? It's 5 o'clock. Our work day is over. Your work day isn't over until Jesus comes. Jesus has a time card with a record of all your work, your breaks, your vacations, and personal holidays. Jesus does not operate like a human time clock, but he has a heavenly time card. Follow only the voice of God. You want to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That is what we are working toward. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. In conclusion, I said my title was Stand Strong and Don't Fall. So now let me connect it. When you stand, put on the full armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put God in everything you do. You must know God. You must be in God. But first of all, you have to be saved by grace through faith. Salvation is a gift from God. It's not based on any natural effort. It's a military term, meaning to hold a position under attack. And going back to when I was in Desert Storm, I remember I would have my stethoscope around my neck during the war, and I would have my M16 in my hand, in position, ready, just in case we were attacked. And that's how you have to be. You have to be prepared. Take your position in Christ so when you are under attack, you'll be able to stand. This is very important. Be stand, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be strong. Strong simply means having the ability to bear, to endure. Are you strong in the Lord? Can you endure all things? I say yes, because you are in Christ. Be strong in the Lord and draw your strength from God. Be empowered through your union with God. And finally, in the power of his might. So stand strong. Hallelujah. Don't. The word don't means simply you refuse, you forbid, you veto any and all things that do not line up with God's will and purpose and plan for your life. So just simply refuse it. When the enemy comes up, just refuse. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
fall.
Jesus.
Remember the fall? This is how we all got here. The fall, meaning man fell in God's given vocation. Genesis chapter 3, I'm not going to turn there. But Adam and Eve, we remember them. They were seduced by evil, the serpent, into believing they could be like God by their own will and effort. Based upon their sin, we fell from God's grace. But praise be to God.
Yes.
When Jesus died and rose again, hallelujah, we were redeemed. So remember, when you fall, it doesn't mean to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
It means to get up. Trust God. Stand strong in the Lord and don't fall. Salvation has been made available to all who are willing to open the door of their heart and let Jesus in. For this reason, remain steadfast, unmovable, and always being plentiful in the work of the Lord. Because as you know, your exhorted muscular and spiritual strength is not worthless in the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, I'm going to give a short testimony how I had to stand this week, because I come to you right now with a fever of 102.7. My blood pressure is 190 over 100. But I have to be a partaker of this word this week. I have constantly been under attack. They thought it was COVID. They say that it's the flu. But I've had a fever all week, and I had to labor through to make sure the enemy did not win. So I've learned to stand strong, and I refuse to fall away regardless of how I was feeling. So I'm telling you, you can endure it. Because Christ is within you. So stand strong and don't fall. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome word. Oh, my, what a word. And I hope we have some prayer warriors on the line, because we're going to go in the war room for prayer for Pastor Atkinson. But before we do that, let us take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Amen.
Word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Speak, Lord.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And before we go any further, we're led to go to the Lord in prayer for Pastor Atkinson. And Jesus taught us that if we have a small bit of faith, we can move mountains. And we're coming before God and praying for the mountain of fever, for the mountain of elevated blood pressure, for the mountain of whatever is going on in Pastor Atkinson's body right now to be removed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let us go. Let us just take a moment. You know, we have our agenda and our plan, but God's work comes before anything, and we put him first, and we just feel led of the Lord. And if there's a prayer warrior on the line that would like to, excuse me, that would like to raise their hand and let Bishop Haywood bring you in to lead us in this prayer, we're going to give you a moment. Because I feel like praying, but I feel led to open the line for a prayer warrior to lead us in this prayer of faith, this mountain-moving prayer for Pastor Atkinson.
Amen. Please press 1. If you are a prayer warrior, as Teacher Tyndall has given opportunity for you to express the gift that God has given you. And this woman of God was talking about the different gifting. So if you're there, press 1. Amen. We do have 1 now.
Amen. Bring them in, Bishop, please.
Go right ahead. Prayer warrior, go right ahead.
Wise, gracious, and eternal Father, we come up against that sickness, that illness that's trying to attack the pastor body. We come up against that fever right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of the Lamb of Yahshua that is already done, Father God. Healing is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, touch our body right now, every living organ right now. We decree and declare by the power of your Son, Jesus Christ, our fever is going down right now. We ask and we declare, we put a demand on the Holy Spirit to come right now to intercede on our behalf. Allow that blood pressure to drop to its normal, Father God. We ask right now that you'll touch our body right now, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So we are believing in that healing spirit that touch us right now. There's no other doctor greater than you. So you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Touch our body right now, Father God. Lower that blood pressure right now in the name of Yahshua, God. Lower that fever right now to 97.6, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we put a decree, we demand it, and we count it all joy right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 We have another prayer warrior on the line that will pray. Go right ahead, prayer warrior, 980258. Go ahead.
Praise God.
Go ahead,
prayer
warrior.
Go right ahead and pray. We have another prayer warrior. We have a few. Go right ahead.
Good morning, everybody. We go before the throne of grace because we know that God is with him.
Yes.
He has brought Pastor Atkins this far.
Yes, no.
And by faith in Christ, which we walk,
hallelujah,
we believe God for her complete and total deliverance.
Thank you, Father
God. We all join together.
Yes, God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
From this continent.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But yes, hallelujah. We come before you as one.
Yes, God.
And we stand in agreement right now, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Dear sister, and your adjourned
example. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of
Thank you, Father.
Oh God, we thank you. We bless so much to you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank
we
you,
just
Lord.
Thank God. Thank God for those prayers.
Thank God.
Yes.
That have gone up before the Lord.
Yes.
We know
Hallelujah.
He is a prayer answering God, and I don't know about you all, but I've gotten to a new level. I've gotten to the level of mountain moving faith and mountain moving
yes.
prayer because God
thank
can
you,
do it. Can he do it?
Yes.
Won't he do
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I just feel
Amen.
His presence. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel
well,
his presence
too.
All over.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right
yes.
now. And we feel the healing virtue for you, Pastor Atkinson.
Yes.
You're going to be sending us a praise report later on
yes.
today
thank
and letting
Jesus.
Us know
yes.
what God
hallelujah.
Is doing right now, but the end result
yes.
of what he is all, he's done for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And we just
thank
God. We thank God that we are people who are led by the Spirit. We're not bound by protocol. We're not bound by a program or a set formula. Time is out
thank
for
you.
Set formulas. Time is out to just submit totally to God, and wherever he leads, we
yes.
follow.
Yes.
Amen. And
Hallelujah.
We just thank God.
Amen.
We thank God for the message, the lesson, the teaching that Pastor Atkinson brought to us today. And I'm going to tell you all, I don't think I will ever look at a chair in the same way. And not only the chair, but I was sitting down right, and then I said the cushion too, because all the parts of the chair, we can relate to what God does for us. But guess what?
Yes.
The cushion is for our comfort and to
Amen.
Soothe
Amen.
Us when we are aching. Mm, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to God. I'm so excited. And the other, so I'll never look at a chair again. And the other thing, I loved not only the chair analogy, but the other analogies that Pastor Atkins used when she talked about being in Desert Storm and having
Amen.
Her stethoscope in one hand to do her job, but that M16, which we equate to the whole armor of God spiritually,
right.
so that she
Amen.
Can deal with situations when under attack.
Amen.
So I have a lot that I've been so inspired, and I want to open up the lines. I know Mother Bishop and Bishop are still hanging on this line, but I just want to say one other quick thing. When Pastor Atkinson, and I want everyone just to focus on, she said, use all your energy, all that God has given us. And I thought of a quote that said, when I stand before God at the end of my life,
yeah.
I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left.
Amen.
And that I could say to God, hallelujah, I used everything you gave me.
Amen.
Woo, praise be to God.
Thank
now, I got to, let me get somebody else on the line because I am overcome. Bishop and Mother Bishop, I know you have some comments at this time.
Everybody, and thank you, Teacher Tindall, for the opportunity to share with you all again. I just want to say that I'm totally enthralled and blessed by the powerful message that came to us this morning from Pastor Atkinson. If I'm not mistaken, she's located in Little Elms, Texas. And I don't think it's an accident that God had put such a powerful ministry
yes.
in a town with a small name.
yes, yes.
Because the word that she brought forth could be broadcast, amen, throughout the country.
Amen, amen.
There were so many powerful exhortations,
yes,
implications, and applications that Pastor Atkins brought forth from this word today. And I just want to commend her and tell her thank you for
yes, yes.
taking the time
thank you.
And preparing
Amen.
Such a powerful message, which was completely enforced, shall I say, by the word of God.
Yes.
And the He said she gave us scripture to back them up. And I just want to encourage you to keep up the wonderful work that you are doing. I won't take up everyone else's time commenting today, but I was totally impressed with the analogy that she made about the chair.
I love it.
And I tell you, I felt like preaching about the chair this morning.
Amen.
Just listening to that. Amen. I got some thoughts about that chair. I'm leaving alone now, but I got stirred up listening to that analogy.
Yes.
And before I go, let me say this. The subject was stand strong and don't fall.
Yeah.
But in the course of her message, she made a very powerful statement.
Yeah.
I hope everyone caught that statement.
That is good, Bishop.
We are saved. And we belong to the Lord, and we're walking righteously before him. But she did not say, if you fall.
She did.
And I think that is an awesome statement.
Yes, it is.
It lets us know that we are totally dependent upon God.
You are
not going to walk through this life without falling.
But when you fall, don't stay down.
The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And if he falls, what? He's right there to pick him up. I'm going to leave my little pastor after you got me stirred up.
Amen.
Encourage you to keep up the good work and continue to do what the Lord has called you to do.
Amen.
The time that you spend in the military and service of our country, we express our gratitude and thanks to you for that.
Amen.
And we know that you promised honorably discharged from the military. The thing about service to God, you don't get discharged, but you get well done. Keep up the work, my daughter. God bless you real
Yes. Good morning, Teacher Tindall, and to our speaker, Pastor Sherry Rice Atkinson, and to all the saints that are there. I'm telling you, I'm not going to try to take up too much time. Bishop and I were sitting here and listening to such a powerful word. And, of course, as always, I take my notes. And just the subject itself telling us and reminding us to stand strong and don't fall.
Yes.
But she gave us the reassurance. And that's the thing that just really stuck out to me. That realizing the reality of life and being real, not if we fall, but the truth of the matter is when we fall, you reminded us that we don't have to stay there. Get
up.
Amen. God, I'm telling you, stirred us up, Pastor Atkinson. And I'm going to leave it alone because you know what happens. You begin to start talking about it, and the Holy Spirit begins to give you an affirmation, begins to give you more. So I'm going to stop. But I tell you, this was such a powerful word. It's a word that was so needed, particularly in this time in which we are living in, when people are so quick to go to the left and to the right, and however the wind blows. But you are reminding us to stand strong.
Stand strong.
Powerful word, Pastor.
Thank you.
And we look forward to actually meeting you face to face in the near future. And we just continue to pray Godspeed. And we are trusting and believing God for healing of your body.
Oh, yes.
Whether it's the high blood pressure or the flu. Whatever it is, I know that God is able.
Amen.
So we're just believing God, Pastor, and continue to be encouraged, continue to be the woman of God that he has called you, and to stand up and to preach the gospel without fear and without faith. God bless you, dear.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop.
And Mother Bishop, for those encouraging words from Pastor Atkinson.
Thank you,
and,
Father.
Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Well, I will say that there were a few other hands that went up, you know, for prayer as prayer warriors, you know, and I'm assuming that that can just go ahead and segue into, you know, some words of encouragement and what have you. So I'll bring them on. But
please
remember, all, as you have said before, as Teacher Tindall reminds us, press one. Press one on your phone, and then I will know to bring you in. Once you're done, press one again, and then the hand will go away. Otherwise, I want to bring you in twice. All right? Okay, so please press one on your phone. We'll know who you are, but we'll go to caller 920-960. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Elder Arletta Allen from the Midwest Jurisdiction in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I just wanted to be a blessing and encouragement to Pastor Atkinson. I want you to know that I instantly began to intercede on your behalf once you spoke the ailments that have been taking place in your body. I certainly can't identify what it's like to have your body under attack in such a way, but I also understand how faithful and how wonderful and amazing our God is, and that he's able to heal you from the crown of your head even unto the sole of your feet. So even now, I speak life unto your body. I speak healing over you, and I know that God will do that, because he says we have not because we ask not, or we ask amiss to consume upon our own lust. And there is nothing inside of me that wants healing more for you than what I'm speaking right now.
Sure.
So I desire your healing, and I know that God sits in the midst of that encouragement and that prayer, and I know that God will act upon it. So I just thank God for the message that you brought forth. It has so many strengths to it, and
yes,
I will carry so much of it with me. And I'm just like Teacher Tindall, I will never look at a chair ever again the same.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Well, blessings to you. What I don't want to do to some of you is bring you in without you raising one, but sometimes pressing one, oftentimes and many times folks will do that. But what I will, you know, try and say a few things, but I want to remind everyone, please press one and you will bring you in. Teacher Tindall, did you have anything else before I bring anyone else in or before I say anything?
No, that's fine. If you would have your few comments and bring anybody else in, we will be. That's great.
All right. Well, you know, as I was listening to you at the end, you know, expressing, you know, pressing through, you know, and oftentimes and many times, you know, folks don't really understand that, you know, no matter what, you still got to do what God's called you to do in spite of what you're going through. And that's
Amen.
Exactly, you know, where the victory comes in. And, you know, I've heard, you know, time and time and time again that we put our faith in God. You know, we put our faith in so many other things, like a chair and all these other things. And, you know, if we put our faith, you know, in God the same way, we'll fare a lot better. But I wanted to say this, you know, it was interesting, and I want to thank you for confirming what I'll be preaching on tomorrow. Now, it wasn't necessarily about, you know, the faith part of it, but it had to do with all the parts of the body, you know, in, you know, coming into play, you know, as one body in Christ with all the giftings. And so I don't know, maybe I'll do an intro, you know, tomorrow when we preach, you know, right from your message, since I already had it up. You know, a lot of us deep people, you know, that's really, really smart, you know, and really into the word, you know, so far above, you know, we normally start working on our message 2 days ahead of, before the service, instead of like normal people will do, you know, weeks before. And sometimes, you know, maybe a day before. But I say that in, you know, and, you know, just really being in jest that, you know, sometimes when God gives us a word and we wonder about it, someone will come. He will send someone to give a confirmation on that word. So I want to thank you for that confirmation
Amen.
On the word for tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, blessings to each and every one of you. What I will do is I'm just going to bring each one of you in, and if anyone has a word that they would like to share, caller, you are at 718. If you have a word to share, go right ahead. 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Elder Hunt from Headquarters Jurisdiction. I just want to give God the praise for the message today. I want to thank God, Pastor Atkinson. I just want to say to you that you today demonstrated your topic when you said stand strong and don't fall. You could have easily have called Teacher Tyndall and said, I don't feel well, my body is hurting, could we postpone this? But you didn't do that. You testified to your own topic by your actions and by the way you delivered that beautiful, beautiful message today. And I just want to say that you exemplified what sometimes all of us have to do, and that is we just have to press on anyhow because we have a work to do. And we have to be obedient to the call of God. And I just pray for you that your body is healed, that God will continue to use you and bless you, that you will continue to preach the word and continue to tell us how to be strong and steadfast and to live what we preach about and what we talk about. So I just wanted to say thank you for being an example of what you shared with us today. And may the Lord continue to bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, Teacher Tyndall, there's others on the line, but no one is pressing one. And, you know,
okay.
I want to kind of co-sign again on that little, you know, it's important to press on, you know. And Mother Bishop brought out, you know, or was it Bishop Tyndall, one of our matriarchal patriarchs. That not if but when you fall. And I remember saying, you know, some years ago that every year, at least in Wisconsin, everybody takes a fall on that ice, the first ice of the year, but you don't sit there.
That's right.
Exactly.
You got to get up.
Yeah, everybody takes that little slip. Sometimes if you don't fall, you definitely slip. You know, I don't know a person, you know, that lives in this weather never slips on that ice or almost slip.
Amen.
Amen.
It was just a powerful message, Pastor Atkinson, and I just kind of had to contain myself because that was such a rich word, and the analogies and the practical examples that you included in your message so that there was complete understanding of what you were saying to us. And we just thank God for you and for taking your time and sharing with us. And we know that you are going to feel better. You probably feel some better right now, but we know that
yes,
God is working, and we know that God is a healer. And I can have a testimony about it, which I'm not going to go into, and I know many others have, but we testify to that which we have experienced and know. And if God did it for us, he's going to do it for you.
Teacher Tyndall, we do have another caller.
Okay.
All right. Caller 254 and 289. Go right ahead.
Bishop Haywood, Mother Bishop, His Eminence, Teacher Tyndall, this is Bishop Davis.
Blessings, River.
Life is so good, and we're still under struggles. But I just want to say, Elder Atkins, that was awesome. I took one note from that, and there were many notes that I took, but one of the notes I took was you talked about when you was in Iraq and you had your stethoscope in one hand and you had your M16 mm-hmm. in the other hand. I can identify with that because I'm an ex-soldier myself. But
amen.
From that analogy, I took from a composition that Paul a composition that was commented on the commentary that Paul lived. He said while he was in a dingy Roman dungeon, he said he watched soldiers on the drill, soldiers on the move, soldiers sharpening and mending their tools. And while he was doing that all the time, he was writing. He was writing his letters. And he never gave up because he knew that God would restore him, and if he didn't restore him, he would restore what he had written, that it would get out to those that needed it to get out. And I think your message really touched, and it got out to an audience that really needed it. Me like Teacher Tindall, that chair is something else. Even as I sit here and sit in my chair right here, I pay no mind. The only thing I do, I just come and sit sometime, not knowing if the chair is going to break or what. But I know every time I go to sit, it holds me up, and that is faith. So I just want to say thank you so much, and God bless you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, every foul spirit that has attacked her body,
we decree it
gone right now, because she's covered under the blood of Jesus. Now, God, do what you do best. Bless your people. In the midst of circumstances, we don't care about that because we're not going to make that our burden. But in the midst of these circumstances, we cover it in the blood. And we don't just call for healing, but we call for wholeness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
A well spoken word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all so much. That's all I had to say.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. Amen. It's so good to hear from you, Bishop Davis. And thank you for those comments and that prayer and those comments of encouragement for Pastor Atkinson. And again, Pastor, we just thank God for you, and you are in our prayers. And let me know your praise report. I'm expecting it. And when I get it, I will spread the word.
Amen.
Well, we're going to close now. We have several announcements that I would like to bring to your attention. I want you to know that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, March the 12th. And our speaker will be Apostle Roderick Jenneret. And he is the founder of the Next Generation Apostolic Network, headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he is a powerful man of God, a teacher, a motivational teacher, speaker, preacher. And we are looking forward to receiving the word and teaching from this powerful man of God. Also, I want to remind you that in March, we will celebrate the seventh year, the beginning of the seventh year of the UFCCM Laity Outreach Broadcast. This is our anniversary month, and we, with the permission of our ecumenical patriarchs, we're going to use this time as a fundraiser. Our broadcast and our ministry that we do in the Laity Ministry has never been about money, and it still is not about money, but we realize that there are times we can provide an opportunity for our listeners to plant a seed. And so we're looking for and asking you to prayerfully consider making a donation to support the UFCCM Laity Outreach Broadcast. I have not spoken with Bishop Haywood, but I will be getting with him to ask him to set up a link or a space on the website that you could go to and make your donation for this ministry, and it would be so appreciated. And we just thank God that he has allowed us to broadcast for 7 years. We don't know, Bishop Haywood, where we always got the strength and the fortitude from ourselves, but we know that it came and it comes from God, and for that we give him praise. We also would like to remind you of the national USCCM newsletter that came out this week and all the wonderful items in there, and it pertains to the Laity Broadcast. There is a Help Wanted ad in there. We're looking for individuals who are interested in being mentored or doing a little internship with the broadcast and the Laity Ministry. We need help. And I know, I just believe and know that there's some talent out there, that there's some people out there that could do this. We've been praying and asking God to open up these doors. And I ask you to look at that Help Wanted ad in the newsletter. Read what it says and prayerfully go before God and ask him to guide you, because he knows we need help, and we know that help is on the way. So we just put that out there to give opportunity for you to know and understand what it is we're looking for. So take a look at that, and as you're led by the Lord, please get in touch with me at teachertindall@ufccm.org, and let me know if you're interested, because as I said, we do need help. We want to remind you of our annual conference dates, June the 22nd through the 24th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you can go now to the UFCCM website for registration information, to make your hotel reservation, and for general information about the conference. Also, want to remind you of our 24-hour prayer meeting. I don't have the dates for the month of February. I don't know if they've been sent out yet, but our bishop, our EP and Mother Bishop are very diligent in their communications agenda to get the word out for the 24-hour prayer. And if you're not signed up to participate in the 24-hour prayer, you're truly missing out on a blessing and an opportunity to just go before the Lord and to grow spiritually and just be intimate with God as we lift up the prayer requests that God has placed before us that we need to be praying for. And finally, I want to say to you, this broadcast today was so powerful. And if you know someone who may be wavering in the faith or is struggling, or someone that you feel that you know that you want to reach out to get out the word of the Lord, direct them to the UFCCM website. Direct them to the Laity Outreach broadcast, because every broadcast that we have ever done since the first year that we began is in the archives. And so direct them, because this word needs to go out further than just us. And so we ask you to just share this with others and encourage them to listen, because there is truly a blessing. Finally, if you have any questions or want to share testimonies or ideas for speakers or lessons for this broadcast, you can always contact me at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would love to hear from you. So as usual, I'm going to ask our faithful program director, Bishop Haywood, if he would give us our closing prayer.
Amen. Well, praise God, Teacher Tyndall, and, you know, I'm going to agree in prayer with the mighty words of prayer that have went forth already as we lead.
Amen.
Where it tells us that when two or three are gathered together, agreeing and touching up on any one thing, that he will be in the midst. Mm-hmm. And whatsoever we shall bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. And whatsoever we shall loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. So keeping in mind each and everyone that's listening right now, as we pray, all of the announcements, the word of God,
yes,
and then, of course, the prayers that have already went forth, the intercession that have went forth already as we agree. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, for God, you are holy, you are mighty. Father, yes, God, there is none beside you. Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for every word, Lord God, that has went forth today. And Lord God, as we leave this place, Lord God, this space, but not your presence, we ask, God, that you would bring us back, Lord God, at the appointed time, even in our services and church services and our daily walk with you on each and every day. We pray, God, even right now, Lord God, that you would, God, make a way out of no way. So touch us, God, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. We bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You have no authority. You have no power. You are a defeated foe, and you are under our feet.
In the name of Jesus.
And we speak, God, right now, in cooperation, in unity, in direct love, touching and agreeing, that all things that have been spoken today, prayed today, that we stand in agreement right now, and it is so. And wherever you are right now, if you can just say it with me, it is so.
It is so.
In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for that prayer. And until next month, we love you. Go with God. Take care. Bye.
We don't need another political uprising.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.